The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Trouble with both of your connections here.
Mike, can you try and talk right now by chance?
Yeah, it's breaking up. I might have to just play some more music and call you guys back.
Okay. All right, go call us back, Rodney. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we did have a little bit of an electrical problem or whatever it was, but we're back. At least I'm back. Rodney, are you back yet? Okay.
All right, here comes Rodney. There you go. You there, Rodney?
I'm here.
There we are. Okay, we're back. Yeah, something, some kind of a strange issue there. I had a phone call come in, and it sounded the same right before I got YouTube back. But I guess we're good now, thankfully. Go ahead.
All right, thank you for handling it, Mike. See, Mike's being a mechanic right now, ladies and gentlemen. He's fixing it, figuring out how to get it done. Anyway, Rodney, we're back, but I do need 30 seconds. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that next week on the Gathering Offering, there will be a contest. It will go on for, you know, beyond and over in about 3 to 4 minutes. And that's going to be the first thing, this little contest. I believe it's going to make me have some fun. I hope it does everybody else. Rodney, have at it, buddy.
Well, Jerry, I'm still here. You know, we can, you know, this is a little outside of my venue, you know, choosing subject matter to keep going on. But, so, of course, I was addressing the issue of the flat earth. The reason I brought up that video, the YouTube video, was simply because, you know, I should have known better, you know, to even entertain the thought that the whole premise was true, because, you know, I've got the skill sets to know better, if not anything more than common sense. And, well, I gave the flat earth the same, I've seen magicians, you know, do certain things. I've only done it once, and that's been in an audience where a hypnotist was doing his thing. You ever been in an audience when a hypnotist on stage was doing his thing, Jerry?
No, I don't ever recall ever having that experience. I do recall one time somebody tried to hypnotize me, and, you know, they did this, that, and the other, and they couldn't hypnotize me. And the people were, you know, pretty astounded because everybody else was able to. I just simply blocked my mind. It's very simple for me. And I don't like being hypnotized by any subject. And, you know, I rebel, or whatever you want to call it, but I did rebel. I was about 8 years old, and they couldn't believe that they couldn't hypnotize me. It had to do with a certain block of my memory. But I didn't want them to hypnotize me, because then I see people that are hypnotized do all kinds of stupid stuff. I don't want to be hypnotized except by one singular way, and that is for my servitude and enslavement to the Father in heaven and his only begotten Son. I want to be hypnotized by them. That's it. And that's my best I can tell you.
Yeah, well, I didn't volunteer. But, you know, he did perform his act, you know, and then everybody got the price of admission, whatever that was, if anything. But the point being, Jerry, the best and brightest can be fooled, and especially, in my part, if I was actually making a pilgrimage to this college campus to find a stairwell so I could have the euphoria of climbing a set of stairs and arriving back where I started, then I think I would have a problem. But I didn't do that. You know, I just entertained it. You know, I allowed it to amuse me. To not think. Muse is to think, awe is not think. Isn't it bizarre? Can you imagine having a conversation with the Christ, going, "Hey, I'm sure you're aware of what's going on around here, but can you believe what your creatures are consuming and calling it amusement.
Yes. Well, you mentioned, can you imagine having a conversation with the only begotten Son of the Father? Now, I've thought about that many, many hundreds and thousands of times. I absolutely would not utter a certain any word, nothing, except I obey. I have nothing to that I have obeyed. There's nothing in my brain, nothing in my body, no nothing that I can say to the Father in heaven or his only begotten Son. And if they stand up and accuse me of various crimes, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. And then if they say, you know, you can plead this, that, and the other, I'll say, I don't know anything. I cannot know anything anywhere close to what they notice. So that's one time I'm going to keep my big, fat, flabby, flapping mouth shut. And I'm never going to, I hope I never, ever violate that rule. I want to listen to them. I want to do what they say, and I don't want to have hesitancy. I just want to do what they say. And if I get assigned to the crew, you may find this in the good book, there's a crew that counts every single leaf that comes out of every plant, and they count every leaf that falls to the ground. And if I get put on that, then that's going to be where they want me to be. And that's where I want to go, is where they want me to be. Not what I want. I want to do what they want. And that is the switch that I want people to try and understand. We are completely, everybody on the entire planet, take all the brains together, take all the good stuff, and you know, we don't have one quintillion, that's the next number above trillion, of an idea that they don't know. So that's my attitude and my prayer, my search that's been going on since 1991 is just to do what they say as best as I can. And, you know, I got a big mouth at times when I've got opposition, you know. Yeah. But I don't want opposition to the Father and his only begotten Son. You know, the I am that I am. That's one of his names that's hard to find, but it's all through your good book. Anyway, Rodney, keep on having at it, and what you're doing right now is
all right.
You're doing something that I don't, any regular guy has done, and you're getting, now I listen to RBN, 65 to 75% of why I listen to RBN is to listen to the callers and get their attitude and what they think about things. But callers don't really understand how it is, how difficult it is to go forward and bring subject and subject up and subject up and to do it in a responsible fashion. So that is something I'm trying to offer to the listeners of RBN. Appreciate what the host and the guest try to do for you. And that's, and you're doing a good job. I'm not putting you down. So let's keep rolling.
All right. Well, there's lots of directions I could go, and I see that we have a caller, James. Please hang on, James, from Vancouver. That should be interesting. But anyhow, Jerry, I want to quickly mention and give a shout out to Don Campbell, the RBN host, last night. And you know, I was aware and enjoyed Don Campbell when he was on RBN his first stint, and then he disappeared, and I quit listening to RBN, and then I came back to RBN, and they had this new guy, and it literally took me about 6 weeks to figure out, well, that's Don Campbell it all over again. I got to actually get to like him twice. But anyhow, last night, he played my favorite Led Zeppelin song. Now, I grew up, you know, I was born in 60, you know, so, you know, I wasn't a Led Zeppelin fan or, you know, when they first hit the scene, but, you know, shortly thereafter. But anyhow, he played my favorite song. And it was just one string instrument, a male voice, and a female voice. I mean, come on, Jerry. I mean, how bad could it be? A mandolin, a male voice, and a female voice. Well, he played the entirety of that song, and then he played what I think I'm aware of is an expose of rock and roll and began a biography of Jimmy Page and his fascination with the occult. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Jerry, you know, I've known this all along. I've known this for, you know, over 30 years, you know, rock and roll, you know, but I like it, but why do I like it, Jerry? And I'm thinking, you know what, is this really a come to a Christ moment where I have to realize, you know what, the reason you like that is because it wants you to like that, and it was born in hell, and it was, there's nothing good in it. So anyhow, I want to give a shout-out to Don Campbell and thank him for that. But so anyhow, look, Jerry, let's go to James in Vancouver. And James, are you a carpenter, James?
No, I'm not actually. I'm a biophysicist. I do bioengineering. Genetic engineering.
Well, welcome. What can we do for you?
When I was, you mentioned engineers. When I was taking engineering classes more than 40 years ago, I had an engineering professor in design and drawing, and I was older than the other students, and we were talking about things, and I guess he was comfortable to tell me. He said that the engineering profession, that is the graduates that they were turning out back in 1982, were not good engineers, at least like the engineers used to be before that. And one of the reasons he mentioned or that he gave is because these new breed of engineers do not know how to communicate with the owner of the project. And he told me, I said, well, how does that happen? He said, well, we imported a bunch of students from overseas, and they've got super high marks, but their communicative skills are zero, okay? So my father was an engineer. His friends were engineers, and it was the same thing. And so if you want to be a good engineer, never second-guess the owner of the job or the project. Because if the owner wants a certain specification on a material, you got to know why he wants that specification. And you have to be able to realize that he wants that, okay? And if you try to convince him, no, we got a better idea, or, you know, we can do this and we can do that, and this owner or owners are savvy, they're going to see through you right away, okay? And you can look no farther than the 737 MAX in Boeing and see what happened there, okay? Oh, yeah, we're going to make the engines bigger, but we're not going to change the size of the airframe. Oh, yeah, you're not? And bingo, well, we'll just play with the software and we'll get it to fly. We'll use the computer to fix it. And you saw what happened there, you see. So let's sum it up.
Great. James, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently you're listening to RBN. Can you tell us a little bit what you know about RBN and give us a man-on-the-ground report from Canada?
Yeah,
we have
okay,
a little
I
break right now, Rodney. After the break, then y'all can continue. Thank you. Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full-course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times it happens too fast. You trade your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. It's a leap.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and my guest today is Rodney Rogers, a survivor, got eyes as strong as a tiger. Rodney, keep going. Take us where you want to go.
Well, I hope James is still with us. James,
okay,
I forgot.
Thank you.
Okay, James, let me remind you. I'm curious, what brings you to RBN, and... Give us a man's view from Vancouver.
I had been listening to RBN. I have been listening to RBN since about 2015 when I got back from overseas. And I started calling in regularly after this facade that they call the COVID-19 pandemic. In fact, I first spoke to John Stadtmiller on the 16th of March, 2020. because I wanted to communicate my belief that the whole thing was fake. It was faked because they wanted to get involved with these so-called vaccines that was coming down the road. And I wanted to express my concern that we were all being hoodwinked and cheated about the true nature of what was at hand, you see. And that was my reason for getting involved or calling up.
Well, James, are you exposed to your neighbors enough, and do you have a finger on the pulse of where you live as to are you alone, or do you think freedom loving skeptical, you know, don't pull the bull over my eyes kind of guy like you are, or do you think you're alone or in the majority up there where you're at?
Well, a lot of people, of course, are wearing masks, and they're taking these so-called these injections. That is true, but there are people that I know who think that it is it's all a con, and they want to just either kill us or getting us walking on all fours, changing our DNA. So
yeah,
but I when you listen to the mass media, radio, TV, that's all you're going to get is take the vaccine. Get vaccinated, see, things like that. But I believe we are taking casualties. I think people are dropping because in 2020, there were no ambulances making lots of noise. But as of the vaccine, when it started in 2021, I was hearing sirens all the time. No matter what part of Vancouver I was in, and I attribute that to people dropping like flies, sort of thing. So I think something is going on. That's
The data that gets my attention is concrete, such as this is what the mortuary business is reporting. This is what the insurance company is reporting. I mean, they've got bean counters, and they're not in the business of fooling people. You know, they have to deal with hard numbers. You know, their investors would, you know, burn them at the stake if they, you know, started doing what the media is doing to the rest of us. So, yeah, definitely something is up, and it's a hell of a game to play. But wait and see. Not disappoint, I'm afraid.
Well, this is why the truckers took that gambit to go to Ottawa, because these ladies and gentlemen have almost infinite common sense compared to the ordinary person, and there's no damn way they wanted to take a shot just because it was mandated so that life would go back to normal. These people are not stupid. Now, maybe they were infiltrated, or maybe they were sold out. There's a million things that could have happened. But the long and short of it is, you guys talk about the Bible. What is it, that thing called, do unto others as they would have you do unto, or no, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's it, right?
Fantastic, yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, engineers back in 1965, would tell you straight up that, you could have a conversation with them. But now things have changed, you see.
Yeah.
It all.
We have a break, okay. Gentlemen. Just hold on till after the break, please. Thank you.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the last half hour of the gathering offering, and the guest tonight is Rodney Rogers, and he is still visiting with James from Canada. Y'all take over.
Well, James, yeah, I appreciate your contribution.
Right.
How else might you enlighten us tonight?
That's a good one. Let me tell you, the United States of America has got to get its manufacturing base back, all right? We got to get the jobs back. We got to get the manufacturing back. We got to control our destiny because
James, wouldn't it just be a whole lot easier to learn how to speak Chinese?
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing for 30 years. living in China and Taiwan, right? And I would come back a year or two later after I was there, and I said, this isn't going to go well. Oh, no, it's going to be great, you know. We're going to do this, and they're going to do that. And I said, no, I don't think so. Well, why not? Because I said, that's just not the way it is. I mentioned, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? Yeah, but over there, it doesn't work like that. See? It doesn't work like that. They've got communication issues. They've got 30-some provinces there, and they get into fights with each other. All right? When we, years ago, and I'm talking the 1960s, when there was a problem to be solved, everybody rolled up their sleeves and solved it. I mean, there was communication there. You see, maybe people would get angry at each other, but you would talk it out because it was the project that was important.
Well, sure, the enemy was not each other. The enemy was the problem, and you just, you know, you got together and attacked the true enemy.
Right, right. And you started the show off with the engineering thing. I heard that quite clearly. The other gentleman was angry with engineers, and I said, yeah, I can understand why. But this is how it works. If there's no communication, if there's no goodwill, then there will not be that not be that solution, because people need to cooperate in order to get the solution to the problem. And just by saying, well, we're going to take our manufacturing, we're going to give it to another country, and then they're going to sell it back to us and blah, blah, blah. Only the accountants have taken into account what that's going to do. Yeah, their profit margin will be good, but that will not benefit those who have gotten rid of their manufacturing, okay? And this is what my point was, is that we have a prime minister who shouldn't be prime minister. He's too young, like Gerald Celente would say. He was born on third base, and he thought he hit a home run. If he was a man, he would go out and talk to those truckers face-to-face. I would have. You see?
Well, sure.
That's a leader. Like Putin. Putin would talk to people face-to-face. He's got guts. But the minute you say, oh, I got COVID, and I got to hide for a week, I mean, come on. It's happening in the United States. You've got the same problem.
Yeah.
You've got wire around your Capitol and the White House. You see, we got that up here. We got a fence around the House of Commons. So you see, they are not leaders. They are cowards. That's my point.
Yeah.
Well,
James, I can't.
Anyway, thank you, James.
I'd like to say goodbye to James before he goes. James, I can't thank you enough for calling in. And nothing excites me more than when I hear somebody mention their profession. And when I learned that Ron Avery, an RBN host, was an architect, you know, that just opened up entirely the question, the conversations that I could have with him, you know, in my mind while I'm. Hopefully I'll call him someday and talk to him. But yeah, I'd certainly like to explore your life experience, including your education, your profession. I mean, I find that absolutely fascinating. Your travel, especially your world travelers. You know, you're the kind of guy I think is a caller extraordinaire, because you know, if given enough time, we could I could pick your brain, and you know, we could make allow the audience to hear some perspectives that they would enjoy and benefit from. So thank you, James, for calling.
Well, I wrote a book. If you want to look up my book,
well, give us the name of your book, of course, James.
Okay, the name of the book is called "No Such Thing as Terminal."
Okay.
No Such Thing as Terminal: The Lost Secret German Cure for Cancer and the Fountain of Youth.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do my best to get that book quick, you know, and somebody ought to be talking to you about your book. So hopefully, you know, other RVN hosts might become aware of you.
When you get the book, check the last part of the book. All the data and all these secret documents are back there that shows the conspiracy to keep you from getting the cure for cancer. So I'll let you guys go.
All right. Thanks a lot, anyway, James.
You're very welcome. Have a good day now.
You bet.
Well, Rodney, may I make a comment?
Go ahead.
Well, what the audience doesn't know is that a few weeks ago and of yesterday, the day before, I had requested you to fill in for me if all of a sudden, due to the weather, and my electric was knocked out. Well, anyway, I just wanted people to know that. Rodney has not had, you know, a host type of situation. And with the last caller, he went from a C to a B+ with me because he interviewed that man and did a good job. And, you know, for somebody to rise up that quick, and I'm not trying to blow smoke, he did a very nice job. A couple little points off air, maybe tomorrow or the next day I might mention to him, because maybe someday he might actually take over the entire 2 hours for me. You know, I trust him. Anyway, go ahead. Thank you.
Well, you know, isn't that what it's about? You know, you've mentioned it. It's the callers. You know, it's the comments under a YouTube video. You know, where you can rub elbows with what you might hope is your peers. You know, or you know. But anyhow, yeah, that was great. You know, and I vaguely remember him being a caller in the past, but of course, I don't listen to RBN 24/7 like I used to. But anyhow, Jerry, that's what it's all about. I could have kept talking to James. You know, I wanted to. Well, he picked up on our conversation about engineering. You know, I wanted to ask him. I said, well, if you were designing a building out of concrete that was going to be 1,000 feet tall, what kind of preparation or thoughts would you put into that? So anyhow, maybe another time. But anyhow, Jerry, do you know how many, you know, people are out there that, you know, that have, you know, an expertise in their world, and they never get to talk about it, you know, or at least, you know, share it with a wide audience such as is offered here?
Yeah, well, so anyhow, we still on our, in a few weeks. It's on my schedule. Maybe I shouldn't say this ahead of time, but I am going to try. I'm going to, when I ask for callers, I'm going to ask for people that have not called in before. I would like to have a two-hour deal where people that would call in say, you know, I've never called in, but I'm going to call in. And that's the way people have to step up. We can have a lot of regular callers, but we need to encourage people that have never called RBN to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to call. And it's actually a little bit difficult to call in to bring up a subject. I understand that. I think many people understand that. But don't be shy. If you have never called RBN, I'm going to try that in a couple of weeks of just say, now I'll take a regular caller or somebody's called before, but I'd like to just say, hey, all you folks that are listening, and there's many, many, many thousands of people listening that have not called in, why shouldn't they express themselves? And that's what's necessary, or one of the necessary things, I should say. Anyway, I'm trying to give you a compliment. I don't know if it's going that way.
Thank you, Jerry. Have you ever heard the expression feast or famine?
Yeah.
Well, you know, for rural folk, country folk, or, you know, down-to-earth folk, farmers, carpenters such as myself, especially when you're self-employed, you know, you're not, You know, I went to work for myself as soon as I possibly could. So, you know, that has steered my life from the first time I picked up a hammer and decided and got in my pickup truck and decided to make a living out of it. I knew what feast or famine was. So, you know, with you know, a lot of self-control, a lot of gratitude, immediate gratitude I put off. I did not indulge in immediate gratitude. If I couldn't afford it, Jerry, I didn't enjoy it. But what I did enjoy, Jerry, is my winters, such as right now. We got an inch ice on the ground. I don't have to go to work tomorrow. And the funny thing is, Jerry, if I could average out how many days out of a year did I average actually working, it would be less than 9 months, you know, and or less. So, you know, I've lived a life. Yeah, I've survived. I've survived because I did simple things like staying out of debt, you know. I could survive the winter because I didn't have a mortgage that I didn't know how to make, you know, payments on, or a car payment. I've never had a car payment. I did buy one new truck. I celebrated and bought myself a brand new pickup truck. I can't pay cash for it. So anyhow, funny thing, Jerry. You know, I think of myself as a survivor, but for some reason, that soundtrack does not roll in my head when I think about how I'm a survivor. You know, it seems to me there ought to be, you know, Rocky running up and down a set of stairs or something, and I don't see myself as a Rocky. But thanks for the opportunity, Jerry. And, you know, we're winding down here, and there's lots of things I could roll into and like for you to discuss in the future in your shows. And the one thing is sorcery. And my comment about Don Campbell's choice of programming last night, that's sorcery. I mean, when a musician sells his soul and dabbles and communicates with demons, and the finished product of his efforts with that influence, how can it be anything but the last thing we would ever want to consume? And I like how you have mentioned sorcery. Actually, is more of a broader word and a definition than maybe we realize. You know, the banking system is sorcery. I mean, so you talk about sleight of hand. You know, the carnival guy, you know, with the bean in three cups, that is a form of sorcery. Daytime television commercials, anytime they're trying to sell you anything, they're employing sorcery. This whole, like James was, you know, telling us, and I'm sure we could have talked about this more. The sales pitch, it's a sales pitch, and they've pulled out all the stops. And I'm thinking, these people that are pushing this, have they sold their souls to the devil? You know, is this all being orchestrated by demons?
Well, may I make a comment, please, Rodney?
Well, yeah, please go ahead.
The Book of Enoch, chapter 8, verse 3. Amrazak taught all the sorcerers and diviners of roots. Verse 4. Armors taught the solution of sorcery. So you're dead right about the bad guys, and there's a long list of these guys and what they actually do, and people don't study. They don't study who's who and who's leading the charge and all sorcery. I just described every single problem that is going in the world. Get the Book of Enoch, ladies and gentlemen. Read it. Study it, and learn. Find out what you've been deceived of by sorcery type of ads, engineering, on and on and on. Learn about it. Find out what you need to do. Find out how you can divorce yourself from these guys. Real simple. Follow the Father's laws. Everything that you can. All right, I have my little comment. Go ahead, Rodney.
Well, I was thinking about Calvin and Hobbes, a very famous cartoon strip. Well, Calvin was a very precocious boy, like yourself, Jerry. Well, anyhow, Calvin entertained himself with his own imagination, and he constructed a transmogrifier out of a cardboard box. With this cardboard box, he could get inside and he could do all sorts of things. And I was just thinking, just hypothetically, if I could invent a transmogrifier and tell you, if you go in here and I flip the switch, what it will do, it will strip every last vestige of influence that sorcery has ever applied to your life. It will strip all of that away. And you can start all over again if you want, but it will just take it all away. I wonder if I could get anybody to go into it. I would be hesitant to go into it myself. It's a frightening thought alone, Jerry, just knowing how short we fall.
I have nothing to add to that. You know, kind of hit the nail on the head, but that's what a carpenter's supposed to do, isn't he? Supposed to hit the nail on the head. Not supposed to bend them nails. And my carpenters, many of those guys could take two taps on a nail and the next one drive it all the way through. And the really good guys would not spend hit. Really good guys, two taps and bam, it was in. And, you know, those guys I really appreciated because they were demonstrating their work ethic and they wanted to save time. And it actually saved them energy because they didn't have to swing that hammer, you know, 50 times longer in an hour. And, you know, I said, hey, these guys are saving their energy. They know how to do it right. So that's basically what I can offer as a comment to that. We are going to be running into the last break, so Rodney, be patient with me for just a second, please. There is going to be my attempt to have some fun next week with a contest for the first 5 minutes on RBN. And, you know, sometimes I have fun on a good side, and sometimes I have fun on the bad side. I actually enjoy the bad side more than the good side. But anyway, there's going to be a little contest, and I hope that people will listen in for that, please. You'll find out maybe I'm a little bit strange. Now, at the same time, I'd like to say, Rodney, I appreciate you coming on. And as far as I know, you know, you're like the first one that I've known that is not you know, a permanent guest or a permanent host or something like coming on and being in charge of the subject matter. And, you know, I think you've done very well with the callers. And I enjoyed it myself. And so I hope that's the way you take this experience. And I hope that you continue exploring your abilities. If anybody doesn't explore their abilities of what they can do and work harder.
Well, I guess the break's coming up quick. Am I right, Mike? So anyhow, I've often thought to myself, and I've told a few people, I'm just an idiot in search of his savant. Do you know what an idiot savant is, Jerry?
Yes, but I certainly am a father of his only begotten son, an idiot, you know, but I'll say they're a savant, maybe,
No allusion to the Christ at all. It's just simply finding my place in this world. You know, I'm the proverbial jack of all trades, like my dad. I think that's what he meant when he said mechanic. That. Am I the absolute best at any one thing? No, I'm not. except one thing, and that's being who the Father wants me to be.
Well, so that's exactly
my competition is limited, and the challenge is pretty weak. But that's my lot in life.
We all have a lot in life, and my challenge is to go somewhere else on this trip. And I don't want to have to do this trip over again. And I know exactly how I will find that out. Maybe someday I'll get to it on another broadcast from RBN. But anyway, I'm kind of like wrapped up, and yet I'm not hearing music or anything like that. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm saying, geez, maybe they just...
Oh, we got 2 minutes. Okay. Well, Jerry, I mentioned that I'd called in and talked to Professor McKinney, and I know you have a high regard for Professor McKinney, and I brought up a subject that he's quite familiar with, and that is the writings of Emanuel Velikovsky. And, I could give you a 10-minute bio of Emanuel Velikovsky, and you would, you'd stop me in 30 seconds and tell me, you give me your opinion. But there is subject matter that he brings up that Professor McKinney is quite familiar with. He, this Emanuel Velikovsky, had a personal secretary. And James McKinney interviewed after the Velikovsky had died. He interviewed his secretary, and I have that recording. He sells it along with his books, and so I brought up one of his books called "Mankind in Amnesia," and I kind of like to anytime. I'd like to explore that a little more, because I think it not only gives a clue, if genius is pattern recognition, I think there's a clue. I think there's a pattern that is suggested in that regard. And I brought up the mainstream evangelical Christian world. They preach that day in and day out, and that is their doctrine of original sin. That's and the premise of that is we have forgotten what it's like to be created in the image of God. We have forgotten. We're all in an amnesia.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the RBN and the Gathering Offering this evening. We do appreciate your time. Thank you.
And send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairer schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.